Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. This week's podcast is somewhat of a natural progression from last week's podcast. If you recall, last week I gave some insight into the biblical purpose of suffering. And so this week the Lord placed it on my heart to remind us that He is the God of the turnaround. And you know how we roll at Living Epistle Ministries, right? Let's go ahead and begin by defining turnaround. Turnaround is a noun, and the dictionary defines turnaround as, quote, an abrupt or unexpected change, especially one that results in a more favorable position, end quote. And so I want to start by reading a scripture, a part of a scripture from Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 through 21, and they read, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are His, and He changes the times and the seasons." And if you've been looking for God to change the times and the seasons in your life, then let me just say this. I've got great news for you. You are looking in the right place. And let's just pause for a moment and think about how awesome our God is. Let's just hold on just for a moment, how awesome our God is. Think about it, family. We serve a God who can make a path on dry land through the Red Sea. We serve a God who can send water through a rock and manna from heaven. He can give direction by a cloud during the day and a pillar of fire by night. And in Isaiah says, and He can make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And these are just some of the attributes of this amazing God that we serve. And it's this same God who can change the times and the seasons. This same God can change the heart of our stubborn boss. He can change the heart of a contentious spouse or a combative spouse. He can change the heart of a rebellious teenager. He can change the heart of that neighbor or that family member who we just can't seem to see eye to eye or get along. This is that same God. And in an instant, He can turn around our finances or He can restore our health. Now, in an instant, the biblical speak would be, and suddenly. He's that "and suddenly" God, right? Who can, again, change our situation. And so just think back to last week when we were talking about how Jesus gave sight to this blind man who was born blind from birth. That was John chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. But also, let's think for a moment and remember the woman who had the bleeding disorder, or in biblical speak, the woman with the issue of blood, for over 12 years from Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. And if you don't remember her story, remember she spent all of her money, the Bible says all of her livelihood, going to these different doctors trying to find a cure, but none of them could resolve her issue. And then one day she heard Jesus was in town and she heard the crowd and the commotion. And she pressed her way through and was only able to get close enough to touch the hem of His clothes. And immediately she was cured. And when she touched Jesus, Jesus paused and He said, wait, somebody touch me. Right. He felt the virtue leave him. And He said to her, "Woman, your faith has made you well." And because she pressed in to see Jesus, right, immediately when she just touched the hem of His clothing, she was made whole. And so that, family, is just something to remind us that no matter what our situation is, no matter what the situation is that you may be facing or I may be facing at this current time or have faced or will be facing in the future, we know that God is the one who can turn it around. And so I really can't help but think about Joseph, not Mary and Joseph, but Joseph from the Old Testament, Joseph from the book of Genesis, chapters 37 through 50, Jacob of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob fame, right? Joseph, Jacob's son. And by the way, he was Jacob's favorite son. And so his brothers were jealous of him and they wanted to kill him. He had this coat, if you recall, of many colors. And so the brothers were all very jealous because he was Jacob's favorite son. He had this coat of many colors. And so they got together and they agreed to eventually sell him into slavery, but they really wanted to kill him. That was their initial thought. But they decided that they wouldn't kill him, but they would go ahead and sell him into slavery into Egypt. And you know the story. He eventually wound up incarcerated in an Egyptian prison in Pharaoh's house. And they found that Pharaoh was having these dreams. And so they got wind of this guy in the prison who can interpret dreams. So, you know, the story, they call him up. He interprets Pharaoh's dream and then he becomes the second in command in Egypt. And he saves Egypt from the famine that was to go throughout the land. And so as a result, the famine also stretched into Israel where Jacob's brothers were, and they had to go into Egypt because he had planned for the famine. So the brothers come to Egypt looking for food. And who do they have to come to? That's exactly right. Their brother Jacob. Only they didn't know it at the time. So they came to Egypt to try to get food or escape the famine. And it was that very Jacob that they tried to kill, that they sold into slavery, wound up being the one to save them and all of their family. And that's just how our God works. And so it made me think of Jeremiah chapter 29 and 11. And again, very familiar verse where it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Right. So God desires, no matter what it is that's going on in our lives, God's desire for us is that we would have peace and not evil. His plans are us for good and not for disaster, to give us a future and a hope. And so then I was reminded of Jeremiah 33 and Jeremiah 33 and 3. And it reads, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." You see, God will show us great and mighty things, but we must cry out to him. We must call out to him and we must pray to him and ask him for the turnaround in our lives. And he says, "Ask me and I'm going to tell you remarkable secrets that you do not know. And I'm going to be able there to be able to answer you when you cry out and you call out to me." But here's something that I see in all of the examples that I just gave, whether it's the woman with the bleeding issue, whether it's Joseph in being sold into slavery in Egypt, or it's the blind man who was blind from birth. The thing that's common in all of these is that we see that all of them endured their situations. All of them went through years of suffering, years of trials and tribulations, and they still endured. But here's the other thing that we see, is that they looked to the Almighty because they believed and trusted that he could turn their situations around. So they didn't give up. In particular, I think about the woman with the issue of blood, where she spent all of her money going around to all of these doctors for 12 years. And when she heard that Jesus was in town, she pressed her way in and couldn't get close enough to actually talk to him per se, but she was able to just grab a hold of his clothing. And so I think about Joseph, who went through everything that he went through, but he still believed God and he trusted God. And we know that because even when he was in the Egyptian prison, he found favor while he was in prison, right? In Potiphar's house, he found favor, and he was in prison. He found favor with the jailers. And as a result, it wound up making him second in command. And I could go on and on and on. But the thing of it is that we see that they never lost hope. They never lost faith. And they pursued and they pressed in to the Almighty, the one who, again, they believed and trusted could turn their situations around. And so what do we say to all of this? What's the whole point? If you're in the midst of a battle right now or a struggle, if you're in the midst of a battle, whatever it may look like, whatever it may be, financial, whether it's for your physical health or your mental health, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career, whether it's school, you name it, whatever the battle, whatever that situation is, I want to encourage you to do this, to do what Joseph did, to do what the woman with the issue of blood did, to do what the blind man did. And that is that they went to the Lord. And I want to challenge you, even as you're facing the struggles and even as you're facing these situations and obstacles, to worship the Lord and to declare that He is your keeper, that He is your healer, that He is your restorer, that He is your provider, and that He is your peace. No matter what the situation may look like, no matter what may be going on around you, no matter what chaos and confusion may be going on, no matter what the pressure and the trials and the tribulations of life, declare again that He is your keeper, that He is your healer, that He is your restorer, that He is your provider, that He is your peace. And as you're praying and believing God for your turnaround, I want to encourage you to meditate on this passage of scripture and believe and receive it as God's promise to you. It's Isaiah 40, verses 4 through 5, and it reads, "Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." Right? And so now I want you to do one other thing for me. I want you to read it this way. Every valley in my life shall be exalted. Every mountain and hill in my life brought low. The crooked places in my life shall be made straight, and the rough places in my life smooth. For the glory of the Lord shall be revealed in my life, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. You see, our God truly is the God of the turnaround. Turnaround, remember how the turnaround is defined. Turnaround is defined as an abrupt or unexpected change, especially one that results in a more favorable situation. God is there to turn whatever the situation is around, to take you to that place, to give you the future and the hope that He has promised. Remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.